Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by George Wesselhoff, Director of Planning and Zoning for the City of Pella, and we're talking about the Pella Comprehensive Plan. All right, George, so thanks for being on the program with us today. For people who are interested in the Pella Comprehensive Plan, which you have a lot to do with, you've got a couple of events coming up. Let us know about that.
Yes, Justin, we have two meetings coming up, one on Tuesday, January 21 at 12 o'clock, which is a design open house, and then another meeting on Wednesday, the 22nd of January at 6 p.m., which is a public presentation.
So what's going to happen for people who attend those events?
The consultants will be there from RDG and will be working on designs and concepts, bringing in input from the public as far as development, housing, biking, and growth in Pella.
Just to get people a little up to date who may not know about the Pella Comprehensive Plan, RDG is someone that you guys have worked with in the past. What are some of their projects you've partnered with?
Yes, we've worked with RDG in the past. They did the city's last comprehensive plan in 2007, and they also did the wayfinding signage plan a few years back. And so we've worked with them in the past.
So basically, what is the goal of the Pella Comprehensive Plan?
The goal of the Pella Comprehensive Plan is to provide a blueprint or a planning framework for the next 10 to 20 years, taking into account the most available information we have now as far as land use and development, transportation planning, and other aspects such as housing and parks planning.
So you have some results of the focus groups from the public meeting back in November, correct?
That's correct. We had some key points that were mentioned that came up, including the need for more affordable housing, as well as high-end housing, the need for more connectivity as far as bike trails throughout the city, business diversification, such as having health and tech industries, and just a lot of ideas that came forth on the November meeting date.
The bike trails was really important. Why do you think it's so important to the community from your job and perspective?
Well, I think Pella is a very bicycle and pedestrian-minded community, and that's evident in the turnout that we've had at the meetings as well as the online town forum, just with the need to promote what we have already as well as enhance it with further trails and connections.
All right. Again, we're here with George Wesselhoff, Director of Planning and Zoning for the City of Pella Public Works Department. George, again, we're talking about the Pella Comprehensive Plan. What's next as we move forward?
Next will be the public meetings that I mentioned in January on the 21st and 22nd. There'll be additional workshops in February. And so the consultant is really trying to pull together the consensus or key points from the community to help shape the plan. And there'll be additional meetings and updates as we move forward in the spring.
All right, George. So tell us a little bit about 2013. Sounds like it was a good year for the city of Pella.
Yes, Justin, it was a good year. We had the best year since 2007 as far as number of new house permit starts. We had 27 house permits come in, and then we had a number of other non-residential projects, including the Learning Center at Vermeer Corporation, Light and State Bank, and other projects. So it was a good year.
All right. So what are you looking forward to? What's on your agenda for 2014 that's coming up that people will be interested about?
Well, of course, I think a lot of people are already aware of the institutional projects, the new Lincoln Elementary School, the middle school remodel, the remodel at Central College of the Maytag Center. So there'll be a number of institutional projects. And then, you know, we probably will see some of the same that we saw in 2013 as far as house starts and other non-residential development.
Is the city of Pella moving in a positive direction from where you would stand as opposed to people who do your job in other cities?
Yes, we're very fortunate here in Pella for a small size community to have the growth that we're having. Not all smaller communities in Iowa or the Midwest are as fortunate as we are, so yes.
Anything that you see that we could be doing to continue that growth?
Just enhancing and building upon what we already have established, which we're going to be doing that in part through the comprehensive plan effort.
Very good. Thank you for your time, George, and have a great day.
Thank you, Justin.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our special guest, George Wesselhoff, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.